The Brooklyn District Attorney, Charles Hines, wants a special prosecutor to investigate claims of sexual harassment against Assemblyman Vito Lopez. Lopez has been accused of harassing four women and creating a toxic work environment. Hines was supported in his 2009 campaign by the Brooklyn Democratic Committee, which has been run by Lopez for years, and says the committee supports his 2013 re-election bid, and that prevents him from investigating Lopez to avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest. On August the 24th, the New York State Assembly Ethics Committee censured Lopez on charges he sexually harassed four women staffers. He was stripped of his housing committee chairmanship. It was revealed this week that two other women were quietly paid off by Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver with $135,000, including $103,000 from a taxpayer-paid Assembly fund to settle a $1.2 million sexual harassment claims suit. Those claims never went to committee. Lopez has said he won't seek another term of chairman for the Brooklyn Democratic Committee. Lopez denies the claims. Common Cause New York and the National Organization for Women have filed complaints with the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, calling for an investigation, and today Citizens Union, a good government group, is calling for the New York State Joint Commission to investigate the same allegations. We spoke to Dick Dady, Executive Director of Citizens Union, about their request.
Today we've asked JCOPE, the new public ethics watchdog in Albany, to launch two investigations, one into how the Assembly and Speaker Silver handled the investigation into the settlements related to Assemblymember Lopez's misconduct, and then also concerning Lopez's own misconduct and whether or not the sexual harassment charges were in fact a violation of the public officers law.
And how might they be a violation of the public officers law?
Well, you know, the public officer law calls for, you know, not breaking the public trust. And clearly, sexually harassing your employees, from our perspective, include bringing disservice to one's office. And we believe that he has broken the public trust, and therefore his actions should trigger an investigation by JCOPE into his conduct in office.
You are asking for two investigations, and the other one is that how Sheldon Silver arranging a settlement without any wider knowledge. What's the problem with that from a sort of good government point of view?
Well, I mean, these are serious charges for an elected official to be slapped with sexual harassment allegations. And for we don't know quite what the proper assembly procedure is for handling these cases, but we do know from Speaker Silver's own admission that he alone handled that first incident in trying to settle the case out of a you know, desire to protect the identity of the complainants. But the fact that no one else from the Assembly appears to have been involved is troubling, because there is an ethics committee in the Assembly that dealt with the later charges. There also is a statewide watchdog, JCOPE, that should have been involved. And so, you know, the fact that there was a secret and confidential settlement that involved a payout of $103,000 and no one knew about it is you know, unfathomable. And it needs to be examined by JCOPE to determine whether the Assembly, determine whether or not the Assembly mishandled it, this for reasons other than simply protecting the confidentiality of the victims.
That was Dick Dady, the Executive Director of Citizens Union.